Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Arnold, and you're listening to Progzilla.com, home of some of the best progressive rock music on the internet. And I think you will like it.
Well, hello to all my friends out there in Prague land, listening on Progzilla.com, Prog Positivity, or Voyage 35 Radio, or those of you who are downloading the show and listening to it as a podcast from the original Society 13 network. Anyway, it's your old pal, Big Tony the Prog Squatch, coming at you one more time, this time with episode number 236 of Prog Watch. And this time I have something a little bit different lined up. A few weeks back when I was playing some arena, I was talking about how prolific John Mitchell has been and thought about doing a feature in which I would play music from many of his various projects, like Kino and It Bites and, Arena, obviously, Lonely Robot. My sometimes co-host Terry Deleen heard that episode, and he referred to the idea as a Prog Hopper feature. I thought that was a great name, so I'm going to use it. Thanks a lot, Terry. Anyway, I recently saw a post from John Wetton stating that he was starting chemotherapy and he was imploring people to have regular cancer screenings. I remembered hearing that he had had some kind of mass removed from his abdomen, and at the time I didn't think that sounded too hot, and then here he was posting about beginning his chemotherapy and telling everyone to have cancer screenings. But, you know, thinking again about the whole Prog Hopper idea, I thought, you know, John Wetton's kind of like the original Prog Hopper. So I decided to feature him on this, the first Prog Hopper feature. I respectfully dedicate this episode to him, and I wish him Godspeed in a quick and full recovery. So just a little background before we get the tunes rolling here. John Kenneth Wetton was born 12 June 1949 in Willington, Derbyshire, and grew up in Bournemouth, UK. He came to fame playing in various bands such as Family, Mogul Thrash, King Crimson. He also played with Roxy Music and Brian Ferry, Uriah Heep, and Wishbone Ash. Also, later on, he formed UK, fantastic supergroup at the time, and eventually landed in Asia. He's been a noted sideman on a lot of projects. And he recently reteamed with Jeff Downs, who was his Asia cohort, and they've recorded some albums as Wet and Downs. He also has a vast catalog of solo material. So obviously I can't touch on everything that John's been involved in. There's just too much material here. But I'm going to try to give you a quick overview of his illustrious career. Anyway, I'm going to start with Mogul Thrash. It's a band you will often see associated with his name. Anyway, when guitarist James Litherland left Coliseum, he quickly formed Mogul Thrash with John Wetton and Roger Ball. And they made an interesting album which kind of was in the Coliseum vein, but a little more jazzy, a little more rock. The album was produced by Brian Alger, and he contributed piano on one track. Anyway, from that album, I'm going to play a track called Something Sad. Again, this is from the Mogul Thrash album by the band of the same name in 1971. Thank you. So once again, that was John Wetton in Mogul Thrash from their album of the same name in 1971. The name of the track was Something Sad. I'm going to fast forward a couple years here to John Wetton's King Crimson period. He was in the band for three albums, Larks, Tongues, and Aspic, 1973, Starless and Bible Black, 1974, and Red, 1974. At the time, Red was considered to be the swan song for the group. Fripp had said he was more or less retiring the idea and didn't make any music with King Crimson for a number of years, re-emerging in 1981 with Discipline and a whole new lineup. But anyway, I've decided to play a cut from Red, which is personally one of my favorite all-time King Crimson albums. And the song I'm going to play is the album closer, entitled Starless.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Starless by King Crimson featuring John Wetton on bass and vocals. And the that came from the Red album in 1974. One of my favorite all-time King Crimson albums, and one of my a track that I think really kind of sums up the band at that period in time. I think it's just fantastic. So anyway, after King Crimson disbanded, Wetton actually had a little stint in Uriah Heep. I'm not going to touch on any of that. But it is an interesting little side note, and he did work again with Ken Hensley of Uriah Heep, even in this century, I mean. They put out a couple of albums in the early 2000s. I'm going to move ahead a few years to the next major project that Wetton was involved in, UK. Now, this is a seminal band that is highly regarded, and rightfully so, in my opinion. They were formed in 1978 and only made a couple of albums. The first album is a classic just entitled UK. In this band, Wetton was joined by his ex-King Crimson cohort, Bill Bruford, also ex-Yes drummer, as we all know, and Eddie Jobson on keyboards and electric violin, and Alan Holdsworth on guitars. With this lineup, they put out this one fantastic album simply entitled UK. From it, I'd like to play the opening track, In the Dead of Night. We'll be right back. Once again, that was In the Dead of Night from the first UK album, entitled simply UK. Sadly, this was the only album that the band made with this lineup. After this album, Bruford and Holdsworth split to form the group Bruford, leaving Jobson and Wetton to recruit Terry Bozzio, ex of Zappa fame. And they made one more album, pretty good album in its own right, Danger Money. There's a few classics on here that John still plays to this day, such as Rendezvous 602, Caesar's Palace Blues. But I'm not going to play anything from that album tonight because I have a lot of other material I'm going to try to cover. So I'm going to kind of fast forward here to the next major thing that Wetton was involved in. That would, of course, be the supergroup called Asia. Asia was put together in 1981 by Steve Howe, obviously of Yes fame, John Wetton, the subject of our program, Jeff Downs, who had been in the Buggles and in Yes on the Drama album, and Carl Palmer of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Obviously, with those kind of names attached to the project, there were going to be high expectations for Asia. And I'm not going to say that fans were disappointed, but let's just say Asia was kind of divisive. Some people liked it, some people hated it. It definitely was not the proggiest thing. If you were expecting Asia to come out and do stuff like Yes or Emerson, Lake & Palmer, you were probably disappointed. But if you just took it for what it was, which I did at the time, being a young Sasquatch, all of about 17 years old, I believe, I liked it. And when you look at it from, you know, looking back from now, it helped some of these guys keep moving their careers forward at a time when prog was really probably at a pretty low ebb. So anyway, I do have a soft spot for Asia. I don't mind it. I hope you don't either, because I'm going to play some right now. From the first album, simply entitled Asia, released in 1982, I'm going to play Soul Survivor. So that was Soul Survivor by Asia once again, featuring John Wetton, Jeff Downs, Steve Howe, and Carl Palmer from 1982, their self-titled debut album.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm going to move things along here and play another song from the original Asia album, but I'm going to play a live version from one of John's live albums called Chasing the Dragon, which was released in 1995. I thought this was kind of a neat reimagining of the song. The song is actually Heat of the Moment, but this, the way it's played and the way he reimagined it here, there's almost like a looking back over the years kind of thing. I mean, there was that kind of element in the song originally, but I think he really emphasizes it with this arrangement. Once again, this is from Chasing the Dragon, a live album credited to John Wetton from 1995.
Thank you. were the things you wanted for yourself. Teenage ambitions you'll remember well. It was the heat of the moment, telling you what your heart meant. The heat of the moment, showing your eyes.
So that was Heat of the Moment by John Wetton from his Chasing the Dragon LP, a live album that was released in 1995. I've always enjoyed that rendition. I hope you did too. Anyway, earlier in the program, I alluded to the fact that John's done a lot of session work, you know, for Roxy Music and Brian Ferry, all kinds of different things that he's done over the years. If you look him up, I mean, just the list of stuff that he's played on is immense. And one of my favorite projects that he had hand in was Steve Hackett's Genesis Revisited album from 1997. I want to play a track from that called Firth of Fifth. John plays bass on this and also sings. It's a reimagining of a classic Genesis tune, and I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, Thank you.
So once again, that was the reimagined Firth of Fifth from the Steve Hackett's Genesis Revisited album released in 1997 featuring John Wetton in a very prominent role. I'm going to move things along here up to the current century, in which we find John Wetton once again collaborating with his ex-Asia cohort, Jeff Downes. They released a couple of albums in this collaboration, and I'm going to play a track from the one entitled Icon 2, Rubicon, from 2006. The name of this track is To Catch a Thief.
Concealed no treachery, your heart was on your sleeve. I removed your veil of innocence with no intention to deceive. I'm just what's built.
And our reward is here.
Once again, that was To Catch a Thief from the Wet n' Downs collaboration, Icon 2, Rubicon, 2006. The female vocal on this was actually done by Annika van Giersbergen, who is cropped up recently working with Arjen Lucassen in Gentle Storm. She's got a fantastic voice. I just figured I might throw that in case you were wondering who was doing the female part, sharing the vocal duties there with John. So anyway, I think that's going to just about wrap up this, my first edition of Prog Hopper. I think maybe next I'll go ahead and do that John Mitchell one. But like I said, when I saw John was, you know, going through a little bit of a health crisis here, and when I started thinking and looking at the volume of work, I wanted to feature him on the very first Prog Hopper. So if you're listening, John, once again, I wish you all the best. Hopefully you'll have a full and speedy recovery. And I'll close with a few of my regular things. If you like the show, you can like my Facebook page, Prog-Watch. You can follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, where I do an album of the day kind of feature called Today's Classic. I try to tie it in with someone's birthday or an anniversary of some kind of event that is important in Prague. Try and tie in an album, you know, the release of a particular album, or, you know, a concert event, or the first time that a band got together and rehearsed, or their first gig, whatever. It's just something fun I do 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and it's free. All you have to do is follow me on Twitter. Also have some postings about the show there. A friend of mine over at my Society 13 network, Dan Foytick, who does the Wicked Library now and his own show, The Ninth Story, he's working on a website for me as well. I wrote him a theme song, and he's building me a website. Isn't it nice how that works? So it's currently under construction, but it's there. We have the domain name secured, and it's up. Nothing much yet, but I'll keep you informed as it gets to be better and better as we populate it with more of the back episodes and those kind of things. So anyway, I'm going to sign off for another week. I'm going to say thanks for coming along for the ride. And prog on, brothers and sisters.